And welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 4, entitled Service. It's written by Corey Reed, who's worked on Medium, The Walking Dead, and Da Vinci's Demons. And it was directed by David Boyd, who's worked on The Walking Dead, Containment, and Murder in the First.
Two good resumes.
Yep. We loved Murder in the first season.
Right.
We loved Containment. We didn't finish it, but we did love it when it first came on.
Yeah, pretty good episode.
Yeah, pretty good show. But it I don't think it made it. Like, I don't think there's going to be a season two of Containment.
That's a pretty good episode. I think we watched two.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we did only watch like two episodes, but those two episodes were really good.
Yeah, we podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
That's when we were only doing the episodes. If it caught on, we kept going. If it didn't.
Yeah, but it was good. I don't know why we didn't finish it.
We had to shut that shit down.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Negan. All right. Yeah, that was good. That they kind of showed you how to do a zombie apocalypse when it kind of first breaks out.
Pre-apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, Gary. So we watched this episode of The Walking Dead Service. We watched it two times, maybe a little bit more while I was playing in the background. What are your overall thoughts?
I loved it both times. I loved it more the second time because I've seen a lot more that I missed the first time. This was a great episode. I loved everybody. I even loved Spencer in this one. And one thing you brought up, we was watching it, you brought up Eugene, his facial expression the whole episode. He had the, you know, I'm about to cry face.
Every scene.
Every damn scene, which I also loved. What about you? How'd you feel about it?
You know, I liked it. I liked it Sunday night when we first watched, and I liked it again. There's definitely some things that I kind of caught on the second time. I mean, you're paying closer attention because you're not, you already right. know what's going to happen. So you pay a little attention to those small details. And I liked it. I mean, Negan still had us cracking up laughing. Like every time he was on screen, we were just busting out laughing with all his little sayings or whatever. So I, as much as we'll miss Abraham, I'm going to have to say Negan has Abraham beat as far as like all the little sayings.
I agree.
A few things I did enjoy was like just seeing all the smaller characters like that don't have a big role. They got a lot of talking parts this week.
Right.
Scott, who's Kendrick Green, who is actually Sasha's husband in real life. You know?
Okay.
I'm like, I don't think we've ever heard him talk, like, ever.
Come on now, we heard him speak.
No, he came all of a sudden season six, and I don't think we ever heard him speak before tonight's episode.
We heard him speak when they were, like, all locked up together inside the little gas station or the little small, what was it, like a pharmacy?
Oh, was that when someone, like, hurt their leg or something?
Right.
He was there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to go back to that. Was that when they were running? That was when they tried to divert all the walkers and it didn't go exactly as planned?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then
I think he was there.
It's probably somebody else. I'll have to go back to that. But even Spencer, who I consider kind of like a secondary or a third character type thing, like he had a lot of talking parts. I'm like, dang, did Abraham die for Spencer to become like a core member of the group? Because all of a sudden he's talking a lot now.
Yeah.
But I think I have deeper reasons as far as why he's talking more, and we'll see where that goes. But I definitely enjoy the episode. So we'll go ahead and get started with our likes and then go move on to our dislikes. I'm going to say we had a lot of likes. A lot.
Yeah.
Some of them were yours only, and then some were both of ours.
And a lot was only yours.
Yeah, there's some that's just mine. All right, first one is how Michonne looked at Rick.
I love that part. That part cracked me up both times. I know you laughed hard the second time we watched it.
Yeah. I was in denial Sunday night.
Yeah, but you finally see what I was saying. She looked at him with the, you know, I can't believe this much. It was just so much disappointment on her face. In fact, that little mean mug carried on a lot of the episode.
You know, Michonne always has that mean mug. She just like how Eugene always looks like he's seconds from crying, Michonne looks like she's always seconds from cussing somebody out. She always looks mad or just not in a good mood, like 90% of the time.
Yeah, but you know what that look was.
No, now that you pointed it out and we watched it, I was like, yeah, you're right. She did have that look of disappointment. But I will say, if her and Carl and whoever else, Scott, whoever's going to, like, question Rick's authority or question his decisions, even Eric, Aaron's boyfriend, why don't you come up with a solution? Like, you keep saying, oh, no, we can't give him our guns. We can't give him our food. Okay, well, then what do you think we should do? I haven't heard any solutions. All I hear is what we can't do.
Well, everything they say is shut down before they could give a solution. Like when he said we can't give him our guns, Rick said, we got to. I mean, this is the only way. He's no longer in charge. This is Negan's. This is Negan's house.
Well, he's not in charge. So who's he to make these decisions? They maybe need to have a meeting without Rick then and be like, okay. Or right. Just have a meeting and be like, okay, Rick, we see your point of view. Yes, we know we weren't all there when Maggie almost got killed, or when Glenn actually got killed and Abraham got killed and Eugene got beat up. We weren't there when that happened, but this is not the life we're going to live, and this is a solution. And I don't hear any solutions yet.
Okay.
Next on the likes list is just Negan when he first came. Like him banging on the fence, and as you mentioned on our instant cast, little pig, let me in.
Yeah, let me in.
I love how he uses his whole body when he talks. Like right. He moves the whole body. He doesn't just talk. His whole body moves and everything.
He's a Jerome Rome of the apocalypse.
he is. He's very into it. I love it. Now, this, I kind of think I said on the instant cast, I'm not sure, but originally I had it as a dislike, but you were saying tonight that you kind of felt it was a like, which is when Spencer asks Negan, like, who are you?
I love that scene. That scene had a lot of detail. Spencer had a lot of emotion in his face, all the detail, how he looked at. At first, it looked like he was going to let him in. But when he looked at him, you could see his facial expression change. Like, it went from a worry to oh, this guy's by himself. To, you know, the little smile, like, who are you? So he knew who Negan was. But the thing was, he didn't see anyone else. So he's like, this is the guy you all are scared of?
Right. Well, I believe it was last week or the week before, Tiffany wrote in and she mentioned something about Spencer, can he be trusted? Is he a double agent type thing? And ever since then, I don't know if she's gotten in my head. She must have, because all of a sudden, the whole time I was like, everything Spencer did seems so suspicious. Like him asking Negan, who are you? He knew who Negan was. It was the act. I don't know. It's that I can't explain it. But every time we pointed out throughout this episode, I'm going to tell you, okay, that to me was also a sign that maybe Spencer's working for Negan. Or it is a foreshadowing that he is going to work for Negan.
Well, I don't believe he's working for Negan yet. He may later. I don't know. But that scene, it didn't give me that. It gave me this guy's by himself. There's no one else. We could take him.
Well, even Negan later on, when Rick comes and he opens the gate for Negan, Negan was like, who was that guy? Like, and I was like, you know who that guy is. Like, I don't know.
But how do he know?
Because they're working together. Oh. Like, I don't know. Just like every little thing. And like I said, maybe Tiffany got in my head, because every single thing I was like suspicious of. I was like, aha, there goes proof.
Well, you have to look at Rick's actions also. Because when Rick got to the gate, Rick thought the same thing. Because Rick just stared at him. Like, you know, should I let this guy in?
Yeah, because then he's like, you're early.
And it was only when they stepped outside the gate and looked to their left that they seen, like, there was like a football team.
Right.
Offense and defense.
And we liked when he was talking about how he almost got turned at the gate. He's like, I could have bashed another ginger's head in, or I didn't bash another ginger's head in, or something like that. Like, once again, just trying to bring up those sour wounds, you know, those open wounds back up.
Right.
All right, originally I had this on the dislikes, but you actually pointed out how you liked it, and I kind of liked it as well, and maybe for different reasons, but Michonne not being able to hit the target.
Yeah, I actually love that scene. I mean, she's not a marksman. We only seen Michonne fight with a sword. So if she would have went up there and started picking people off, picking zombies off from, like, a mile away, you know, I have to call bullshit. So I appreciated they had her missing targets. Actually looked like she was practicing. Even when the zombies got close, she was still missing the target.
Right.
So, you know, usually on shows, you know, they have you miss like the first two. Then all of a sudden you're an expert.
Right, right.
The first two shots was your training.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the scene.
I liked it after the fact, only because I start thinking about it and I said, well, she might not be this bad. Like, Tyrese was pretty bad at shooting as well.
Tyrese was pretty damn bad.
It might be because there's so much emotion. Like, she's pissed off right now. You know, she can't think. It's just the same when anyone's trying to do anything and they're pissed off. They're mad. Like, oh, I can't even do it right now because I'm so pissed off right now. Or you're driving, you have to pull over because you're so mad, you just can't concentrate. So part of me felt like maybe that might have attributed to her not being able to shoot the zombie or the walker.
I'm pretty sure that helped. But hey, she did get a deer.
Yes. Well, Negan. Negan's people are going to eat good tonight.
Right.
All right, Negan saying, I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky deaky when he got the camera.
Yeah. Like we said before, Negan's a funny character.
Mm-hmm. He's
a great addition to The Walking Dead.
He is. He really is. Like, it's like you want him to stay around, but that means Rick and them are going to be, you know, pretty much slaves while he's around. So I don't know how there's no way to incorporate Negan into the group. There's no way that will ever happen, right?
Right. But if you think about it, you know, I kind of agree with him. I mean, not that, you know, I'm hoping for some freaky deaky.
Mm-hmm.
But if a guy run and bring you a camera, a little handheld camcorder, and say, you got to see this, I mean, then you're going to see something.
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird that the guy brought it to him. Like, why does he have to see that? Why? So they can see what Rick is capable of or see how strong he can be.
I don't think they watched enough of it to know how strong he can be or everything he's done. So I don't get why he ran it over either.
I guess just to remind the audience or whatever.
Oh, that was for us?
Yeah, that was for us. All right, Negan's pretty much shaking up this likes thing, but he says, when he said to Pastor Gabriel, you were creepy as shit, you know, sneaking up behind me like that. He's like, with that freaky-ass smile. That was funny.
And Pastor Gabriel did look kind of creepy or freaky.
He looked like a ventriloquist doll, like a live version. That's what he looked like.
Well, he was sweating extra hard. And we know why.
Yeah.
You know, he was digging graves.
But he do be having that, like, creepy look on his face. Like, is that his I'm a good stand-up pastor look?
You know what? I haven't noticed it until Negan brought it to my attention.
Man, he's done it a few times. Like, even when he first met Rick and them.
I know he's light-footed. He's gliding.
It's just like, that's not, I mean, I don't know. We've seen him, like, on The Wire, and that's just, like, a completely different character than from what he was on The Wire.
Right.
So it's just sometimes so weird to see him like that, you know?
Yeah, it is.
All right, next on our like list is actually a like and a dislike. Carl holding his gun out, like shooting his gun at the guy, threatening Negan. You liked it.
That was a like to me. I don't see anything wrong with what Carl did. In fact, I wish Carl would have shot somebody. In fact, I wish he would have shot Negan. Game over.
Yeah, I mean, you shoot the king.
Right. This scene shows me that Carl really don't give a damn. Carl is not going to play Negan's game. Or the reason he's playing his game is because he see how weak his father is at this moment. I'm not saying Rick is a weak person, but I'm saying at this moment, he's not at, you know, his superpower, Super Rick. He's not the Super Rick mode.
See, part of me goes back and forth as far as what I think they should do, which is why this kind of came up as a dislike for me. Because sometimes I'm thinking, okay, just do as he says. You don't want other people to get killed. Like Carl, he probably wouldn't have killed you. He might have killed Rick. He might not kill Rick. He might have killed a baby. Who knows who he would have killed. But then the other part of me is like, go out swinging. So I'm conflicted because my thoughts can change from one scene to the next. But when I first saw Carl do this, I was like, what the fuck, Carl? Like, why are you doing this? What do you think this is going to accomplish? I'm surprised Negan didn't kill anybody. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't kill anybody twice. Like, when Spencer said, who are you? Whatever, you know. And
we did think about it. These are some excellent writers. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is an excellent actor. Because in reality, it wouldn't go down like this. Right now, not only do like he have Rick's group scared, they have the audience scared also. Like, no. Do what he says. Do what he say, do.
Right.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
What are you doing, Carl? No.
You're absolutely right.
Like, why would y'all talk back?
Yeah.
And in reality, when they opened up the gate and saw Nigga standing there by himself, they wouldn't have had to open it up any further to step out. I mean, that was an automatic headshot right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all can't get in this gate. So, I mean, what are y'all gonna do if we kill Nigga right now? Y'all cannot get in.
I mean, even if we know they can get in. The wolves came in.
And the thing is, we have the advantage.
Because it's home turf.
We're inside here with all these firearms. Y'all are coming to us.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we've seen plenty of times where it's like, okay, you guys should attack now. You guys should attack now. And yes, people may die, but some of you are still standing.
But I looked at it like you said, we have the home field advantage. I mean, you have to climb over our walls. You have to come in. We have to do is stand right there and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you guys are gone, or if you go back for backup, now we got the high towers. Y'all have to come to us.
I agree.
But that's reality.
Yeah.
But look at me talking automatic headshot.
Right.
I don't even know how to use a gun.
Right. I was going to say, how do you know? We saw Michonne couldn't just do headshots. But, you know, these are humans, so it's not like they're shooting a walker.
I'm pretty sure Rick would have taught me.
No, but if you shoot a human either way in the shoulder, they're going to be hurt. They're going to be wounded. They're not going to just keep coming, continue, you know, as strong.
Right.
All right, Negan not taking their food. I thought that was nice of him. I thought it was cool. And even with that scene when he said, I can't be the only one to notice that you have a fat lady keeping track of the food. I liked it only because it was real. Like, it was a real, like, that he said it, that they acknowledged it. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying that.
It was funny.
It was funny because, you know, finally someone says something that they're thinking. And right. I saw a lot of people online saying that was rude. It was like, okay, all the bullshit that they've shown us in this show. You know? You know? Even though, like I said, at the end of the episode.
It wasn't nice.
It wasn't nice. But it, once again, it was part of Negan. Like, and it's not like he said it.
But Glenn getting killed wasn't nice either.
But it's not like he said it in front of Olivia's face or whatever.
Right. But I have a different theory for that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only reason Negan brought those conversations was to hold back a little bit. You had to think about how smart Negan is. When his whole crew went to the back to get the guns, Negan held back because if this is a setup, I'm right here. I'm not in that group and I still have people outside. So I think he held back, conversated a little bit, tried to punk Rick a little more.
Right. Thinking, hey, if they're about to get killed, all my men will get killed, but I'm still back here.
Right. I still have, a little advantage because I'm not in that mix. Plus, I got so many people outside. If they hear shooting, they're running in.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I did agree with it at first, but Negan never looked this whole time, and maybe he's just good at hiding it, but he never looked like once he thought he was in danger.
He's not supposed to.
Yeah, I guess he can't go around looking like Eugene. People follow him or whatever.
Right.
Oh, I liked it when he said, when he saw the bazooka or whatever it was, he's like, oh, it was you guys that took out little Timmy and the biker gang or whatever he said.
Yeah.
It was funny. And I kind of was pissed at this moment because I'm like, what the hell? Why did you guys let him get his hands on that? Like, that was pretty much your biggest asset. Knowing that, you should have just shot it at him when they came to the gate. You could have shot the bazooka at him, killed all of them, hold your bullets or whatever.
Right.
Scott, when he stood up in the meeting and he was like, why do they care about two guns? And we can kind of get to the whole two guns missing on our dislikes. But I like Scott bringing it up.
Yeah, that was a big dislike.
Yeah.
And I guess he brought it up for a reason.
Because they knew that we would be thinking the same thing. Or the showrunners. Or what were you thinking?
Well, I mean that's a reason also. But I think they just wanted to show the power of Negan. That Negan don't play a little bit.
No room for error.
Right. Like, this is such a small thing. But he want to make his point. He want to prove a point.
Right. Even Eric got talking points. Everyone got a little speaking part this week. But Eric, when he was like, how are we going to get out of this? And he was, you know, that was a good question. But once again, do you have a solution? I don't know, Eric. You know, when Rick said there is no getting out of this, this would have been a perfect time for Eric, who had the audacity to stand up, say, okay, well, maybe this is what we should do. But he didn't provide a solution.
But you also have to think about it like this. Rick has been their leader this far.
Rick has been their leader. Remember, even though they came in season 5, remember, Rick and them have only been there for maybe, I would say, like 3 months. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm dead serious. I think it's been like 3 months.
Let's look at everything he's done. So if this is the person I'm following, like, I'm pretty sure Negan's people not going to Negan with solutions and ideas.
Because they're scared of Negan. No one should be scared of Rick.
But I'm saying that Negan's the leader. When Negan say, let's go. Oh, that was a dislike. I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait till dislike.
Yeah. But when Negan say, let's go, I'm pretty sure his people go. Or when they say, Negan, what should we do? They don't say, Negan, what should we do? But this is what I think we should do.
Okay. Maybe. Rosita taking down all the walkers. We can talk about why she was in the woods later in our dislikes. But I did like her taking down all the walkers. Like, I like seeing, you know, kick-ass Rita. Rosita, excuse me.
What'd you call her?
Rita.
Where'd you get that name from?
I don't know. I shortened Rosita. It's not like it just came out of nowhere. Rita, Rosita.
Yeah, that's different.
It's not that different.
That's totally different.
It's not like I said Michelle or something. It's Rosita. It's Rita is close to Rosita.
I probably would have appreciated Michelle more.
Oh, God.
It wouldn't have been as racist.
What? Moving along. When was it Spencer? I didn't have who wrote this down. I think it was Rosita that said, this is not our life. I think that's when she said it to Spencer. That was a like.
Yeah, when they were in the woods.
Yeah.
And we liked that scene because we saw Rosita knew what had to be done. She was smart about it. She was like, they took our guns. They're going to take all the guns.
Right.
And that's what I was saying in the instant cast. I was saying that Carl's not the reason they took the guns. They came for those guns. The first thing Dwight did when he came through the gates is start taking guns. What if they run across danger? Want to need their guns?
Yeah.
So that let me know right then. And Rosita proved my point when she said that they took our guns. Well, why do you think they took our guns? They plan on taking all the guns. And she said that from the outside.
Right, right.
She didn't see everything go down.
A few more likes here. When Rick, at the end, after they did all their exchange, and Negan's like, what do you have to say? And then Rick is like, thank you. And then Negan's like, don't be ridiculous. Thank you. It was just like, oh, we just laughed. We were like, oh my gosh, he's too much. He'd be fun at party. Yeah, he would be like so much fun if he wasn't a killer, you know? He'd be fun.
Right.
A killer, rapist, all the other stuff. That kidnapper, torturer, all the other stuff he is.
All the bad things in the Bible.
Yeah, pretty much. All the 7 deadly sins and stuff like that. All right, Spencer, you're right. This doesn't have to be our life. When he said that to Rosita, I liked it. Mainly because it was another sign that he either is going to betray his team or he has betrayed them. Like, to me, when he said that, something about the way he said it. You're right. This doesn't have to be our life. Earlier or later on, he tells Rick, we should have made a deal with him when we could have. Spencer's just going to go make a deal on his own. I mean, we saw he has traitor in his blood. You guys remember his brother. So I think he's going to make a deal with the devil.
I agree with you. I don't think he's done that yet, but that's where he's going. And a little prediction, and if everyone watched to the end and they saw the previews, they know that the next place Negan is going is to Hilltop. I think the only reason Negan's going to Hilltop is for Maggie, because Spencer went there and made a deal.
Oh, you think Spencer at this point, maybe we're seeing the aftermath of Spencer.
Right.
Okay. When Michonne was talking to Rick and she was like, well, what kind of life is this? I like to, because once again, it's another person saying like, this is not a life.
And I'm surprised Rick said, as long as we do what they say, we can live a life.
Right.
Or we can have a life. Yeah, that's crazy. What kind of life is that?
What kind of life is that? But I'm glad that a few people have brought it up this episode. A few of them are saying this is no life. Yet at the same time, the next like on our list is his confession to Michonne.
And that was a like on your list.
Why didn't you like it?
I just didn't like that scene. I mean, first, it was for that awe and shock. And plus, it was for to keep his baby. You know, Michonne already looking at him like he's a punk. So I'm about to say something else. She's already looking at him like that. So why not give a little sad story?
A sad story.
And have her, you know, reel her in a little bit. You know, buy a little more time with her.
Oh my gosh, the story was true.
Everybody already speculated that.
Everybody, we the audience, Michonne obviously doesn't know anything about this. Has Michonne ever told Rick that she had a baby once? I think this is only bringing their relationship closer. Like, and you could tell her face softened up when she's like, okay, we'll try.
Because it hit her with the sad story.
I liked it.
You don't know men.
No. Okay. Well, I still liked it. I loved hearing that he's doing this for Judith. And we said, I think, all season six, JSS, just survive somehow. And that's what he was telling her. He's not saying he's living. He's saying he's teaching her how to survive. And I like that.
But what is he going to teach her?
How to survive. JSS.
How to go and work for somebody?
Everybody works for somebody.
Not in zombie apocalypse. I'm not working for nobody.
He has an obligation to this little girl, and he wants to see her grow up. Now, if she decides one day when she gets older, she's going to, you know, go off and do a Carol route, that's her decision. But right now, his obligation's to her. And I say this, yeah, on the other hand, I'll still say they should have fought, you know, to the very end. But all I'm saying is I see both sides of the picture. I see both things.
I just didn't like the story. I had a friend, you know, his name was Shane.
Whatever. All right.
Get out of here with that.
Any other likes for you?
No, that one right there just turned me off.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm on a podcast over that one.
Oh, God. All right. Well, first on the dislikes list, and somehow it made it to the likes list, but I was like, what is that doing there? But this is just another proof that maybe Spencer is up to no good. Because when him and Rosita were out and about, and he uncovered Daryl's motorcycle, he's like, oh, it's still here. I'm like, dude, what do you mean it's still here? You said it like you've been there before. Like, I don't know. There's something about him finding. I mean, I'm sure Rosita was like, oh, it's just behind those bushes. I'm sure she said that to him.
But we didn't see her say it.
But we didn't see her say it.
But we didn't see her not say it.
But we didn't see her not say it. But either way, just the way he said it was as if he knew it was there. And who knows? Maybe he's been there before. But it's just something was suspicious about it.
Or he probably was just surprised when she said, you know, we hit it over here. He probably was like, man, it's probably gone by now.
Okay.
We saw that. Oh, man, it's still here.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, too. Like I said, I'm probably reading into a lot of this stuff that could be innocent.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank you, Tiffany, for putting that in my head. All right, another dislike, and I think we both had this one, was when Negan was calling to the girl, I don't know her name, Aretha or something.
Yeah,
difficult something name like or that. Whatever. And she was like, you heard the man, move out. It's too silly for me to even say.
Yeah, that was a weird scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, we know his man respect him, but why didn't his man respect him at that moment? Like, when he was like, move out, why did she have to step up and say, you heard the man, move.
Right.
Like, that part was just silly to me.
Yeah. All right, next on the dislikes, and it was pretty much, like, the biggest one, I would say. But the whole gun inventory thing is a big dislike.
It's a huge dislike.
Like, Negan knows these people have been fighting people. Okay, I'll tell you first why I thought it was dislike. They've been fighting people on and off. How do you know no one's ever dropped a gun behind? Like, you know, like, oh shit, I had to run from a walker and I dropped. Like, guns get lost. How are you keeping up with inventory this long?
The thing is, she said the inventory was accurate. She's been keeping up with it. But I call bullshit on that. And the reason is, it's because Spencer stole those guns a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been keeping inventory.
Yeah. Or you didn't notice for 2 years that, or however long that two guns were missing, you just still kept it on there. You should have marked those suckers off a long time ago.
A long time ago.
What is that called when you, I forgot what it is. When you kind of like, you lose something and not a credit, but whatever it is, you know, you kind of just exit out.
A write-off.
A write-off. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. So those guns should have been written off a long ass time ago.
A long time ago.
Not to mention, Negan took their guns when they were out in the field. So when they came back, they all tell him, like, oh, he took that gun, write that off. He took that gun, write that off the inventory list. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how do you miss those two guns that went out way before they took Negan guns, but you wrote Negan guns in?
You somehow wrote all of Negan's guns in, yeah.
But you didn't know those guns were missing.
But they didn't do the rifle. The rifle wasn't in the inventory. You taking this gun inventory, you inventorying stolen guns. But you don't inventory the rifle, like the rifle that Michonne had. Like, oh, we never inventoried that one. Like, that was just weird. The whole gun inventory thing was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
They should have did more than two guns. Like, I could see if they were like, man, this shit is way off. Like, 10 guns are missing or, you know, something. Like, 15 guns should have been missing.
And it shouldn't have been guns that were missing since they got there.
Right. Those little ass guns, too. Like, man, anybody could have lost that gun. Not to mention, did Enid has the gun that Rick hid when they first got to Alexandria, right?
Right.
So does Enid still have that gun? Is that gun now in inventory? Like, what happened with that?
I don't know. You know she's not doing a good job with the inventory.
I'm just saying too much shit has gone on for people to be knowing when a gun is gone. And like, Carol left. Carol left, like, bazookas in her thing, in her jacket. Like, come on.
And she inventoried those out.
Yeah, she took those out after Carol snuck off.
And that's why I say I call it bullshit. Because, you know, Carol stole guns. Rick and his team stole guns since. So you telling me that you were able to inventory all the missing guns out or write them off or whatever, but the two guns stolen before all of this took place are still on the list? That's crazy.
And then does she know that much about guns to where she knows every make and model, like, of them as well?
Well, she inventoried them.
Because they had, like, the two...
In the show, she do.
two models of the guns. And I'm like, okay, what does Olivia know about guns? Like, please tell me her history on gun knowledge.
Are you going too far now?
I'm
just saying those guns should be being wrote off.
Yeah, I agree. All right, the balloons.
You want a background check in there?
Yeah. All right, so the balloons, when the man who was harassing Enid, I don't know if they just, you know, it's in Enid's contract. She got to be in a certain amount of episodes, so they just had to give her a little something this episode. It was not needed. It was dumb. It was dumb. I don't even know how to say it anymore.
Now, that was a Nicole dislike. I didn't have a problem with that scene.
Yeah, okay, because what they were trying to do is make us remember Glenn. Like, oh, remember when Glenn saved her, or she saved Glenn, whatever, and they got those balloons, like, and she's kept them. Enid's been JSSing now, since she's kept these balloons, and she just so happily had them on her. Like, the balloons were blown up. So you telling me she aired the air out of the balloons, and then she just... I'm sorry, it's too ridiculous if you think about it. I was like, you guys could have did something else. I'd rather have, like, a picture, you know, Glenn's t-shirt.
A picture of Glenn.
And then, like, the guy, like, little girl, like, what the fuck? You have nothing better to do than harass this little girl? So, it was a big dislike, I would say. Rick getting the rifle from Michonne, that's more of your dislike.
I hated that scene. That was a major dislike. Michonne was hidden, had the gun, had her deer. They could have ate deer that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what, you took my mattress and all this other stuff. We got deer. but Rick had to point Michonne out. He basically snitched on her.
Snitch, bitch.
Yeah, he basically snitched on her. Like, hold on, nigga. I know what she got over there.
Right. It's that slave mentality. Like, he was trying to, like, please his master. Because even Negan was like, wow. You know,
yeah, this you're really impressing
me. He, I like when he said, you read the room. And, you know, whatever he said. I like that part. But, yeah.
It was her, Negan. I just thought she was going out of scavenge. But look, she was like.
Oh, that was so funny. Yeah.
Told her and everything.
Yeah, he did.
So that's what I said. You saw the disappointment on her face again.
Yeah. Now, I will say the next dislike kind of had to do with Michonne as well. Okay, so they take the deer. They take the rifle. But Michonne's walking broadly with this katana on the back on her back. And I'm like, hold on. No one wants the katana. Like, right. None of Negan. You sitting here harassing a girl over some balloons, asking her to beg for him back. But this girl got a katana on her back, and no one said anything about it.
Yeah, that was something special.
What was special?
Huh?
What was special about it?
I mean, it's something special. It wasn't right.
The katana's too special for them to let it be taken?
No, I'm just saying that scene wasn't right.
Okay. I mean, because it would have been, like, funny, really, kind of like an aha moment if they would have took the katana, because we know Michonne's katana has been taken before, and it always finds a way back to her.
Right.
So I thought it would have been good, because we would have all been thinking, oh, they took that katana, watch, Michonne will have it by the end of the season again, or by next season, or, you know, whatever. So that was, like, a missed opportunity on their part, actually.
I think it's been done. You know, Daryl's bow has been taken. Daryl got it back. It's been taken again. So I don't think they want to do it with the katana or keep doing it, period.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit they've been doing over and over, and, you know, somehow we still like it. There's always a bad guy, and they kill the bad guy, and this is the first time they haven't yet killed the bad guy. Live, die, repeat.
But there's never been a bad guy like Negan.
Yeah, that's what we said about the governor at first, and, you know, and there's always, you know, this next bad guy is going to be even worse than Negan. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how, you know, I have no idea how that's going to be possible, but.
Yeah, I think they have to end the show with Negan.
Yeah, they should. All right, Rosita. I did not like it when Dwight said, did you see anything out there? And then she goes, just your dead friends. And I'm like, now is not the time to be clapping back.
So you had that mentality.
No, like, what's a clap back going to do?
I'm just saying, Negan got to you.
No, if you're going to do something that could get you killed, do something that could physically harm somebody. Not something that can hurt somebody's feelings. Like, oh, watch, I'm going to tell him I saw his dead friends out there. Like, what's that going to do? And now you died over having a smart mouth. Like, come on, don't make no sense. You know? All right, last dislike is Rick punking Spencer 5 minutes after Negan punked him.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. It was like Rick was so hurt from what Negan did to him that he took it out on Spencer.
Right.
I can understand going to talk to Spencer. I can understand, you know, getting upset. But going at Spencer like that was like, you're lucky you found us. Like, why is he lucky?
Right. Why? He's talking that shit.
You were weak. You're so weak. Well, I mean, everybody is looking weak right now. So I don't understand why he went at Spencer so hard like that. Yeah, Spencer hit some food, hit a drink. So what? You guys, y'all hit everything.
Right.
Y'all hit weapons. Y'all got extras on food. Remember, Carol was stealing chocolate.
Yeah, she's still stealing chocolate in the kingdom.
Yeah. So everybody has done this. So I don't understand why, like, how do you throw stones in the glass house?
I agree. And I'll say two things actually to this. One is earlier when they were looking in their house, Rick is like, Spencer's done this before. But what has Spencer done before that Rick knew?
Yeah, that Rick knew about.
Yeah. Because the only thing I can think of is when Spencer tried to leave. Remember when he like almost killed himself and they saved him? Remember when he was like, trying to cross over.
He was dangling.
Yeah, I forgot what that was about. It was probably he'll see Negan.
There you go.
I can't remember. That's my reason. But so I'll say that. And then the second thing is when Rick was talking to Spencer, something about the way he was acting reminded me of Jesse's husband. Like, you know how Jesse's husband was a domestic violence person? Like, he was beating on her or whatever.
Abuser, yeah.
Yeah, he was an abuser. Like, that's what it made me think of Rick. Like, Rick kind of seems like he's an abuser. Like, oh, when you're with Negan, you're not big and bad. But now you come to somebody who's weaker, and now you're big and bad. Like, he has all the signs of an abuser.
Well, I didn't get that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I didn't get all that. I just thought he got his feelings hurt, so it's time to hurt someone else's feelings.
Like a bully. That's what a bully does. A bully doesn't pick on someone their own size. They go and find someone a little smaller.
But Spencer is not smaller.
No,
Spencer is bigger.
In every other way, not physically, but mentally, emotionally, Spencer's smaller. He's younger. He can be manipulated. He can be talked down to. I mean, who would win in a fight, Spencer or Rick? Rick would. At least that's what Spencer has led us to believe. <You know>? We don't know. For all we know, Spencer could be like, you know,
a third degree black belt.
he might know everything that Jesus knows. So we'll have to see. All right. That is it for our likes and our dislikes. Now on to listener letters. If you guys would like to be a part of the podcast, you can send your feedback in to dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin. Or facebook.com/verdictsin, or on our website, theverdictsin.com. Just a few Twitter comments we have from Tiffany. She wrote, my boy Carl, I'm feeling his fuck it vibe. Someone gonna die, but still. So.
They called out the same thing.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of on the fence with Carl. Because it was kind of like, someone's gonna, like, I would appreciate more if he would have killed someone rather than talk, like the shit talking does nothing. It does nothing but stir somebody up. Kill someone if you're gonna kill someone.
Well, Carl said you're gonna see how dangerous we are, and that's what I love about that scene, because Carl actually believes what he said.
No, yeah, he knows they can be dangerous,
right?
And then Tiffany also wrote, Rick can't help his fuck you eyes, and that gives me hope. And it gives me hope, too, because he still has those... Like, even when he said thank you to Negan, part of me, I was like, just say thank you. Like, I don't know. Like, even if it was, like, my worst enemy, I could still just be cordial or whatever. But just be planning my head how you're going to fuck him over. So, like, when he said thank you, it was so hard for him to say thank you. And I was like, dude, just say thank you. Go with the flow and, you know, plot later.
I don't think he's plotting.
Well, not now. Not now. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Oh, she also wrote, I've been thinking about them burnt mattresses since the show.
Yeah, that was crazy. But that, you know, that should have been on our likes list.
It should have, because they took Petty to a whole new level.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yo, that was so wrong.
You took the time to pull the mattresses out of the house, load it in the truck.
Everyone's mattress.
No, Rick said not everyone's, but most. So I wonder whose mattresses they, like, got to keep, or who got to keep their mattress.
Well, we know Rick. We saw him make it up the floor. We knew he didn't keep his mattress.
And then not only that, like, all I was thinking is, like, why don't they just, they need to go ahead and take a truck out, take that van, and go to the local Walmart or wherever, and try to hopefully scavenge for some, the air mattresses, you know, at this point.
Right. You know, one thing else we didn't mention, which was like, and that's when Negan told Rick,
I just stuck my dick down your throat and you thanked me.
And you thanked me. Yeah.
I don't know if that was a like or a dislike. What are your thoughts on it?
I like that scene.
I thought it was a little rude.
I like how, it's rude. I like how Negan is still messing with him. But that's what gives me hope, because, you know, sometimes you overdo it. Sometimes you try to, you know, pick on somebody, and you just keep pushing that button until you just can't push it, or the person can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Negan wanted to take it to the level right before that, but it's like he's going overboard. It's like he's trying to take it to that edge where Rick was staying pocket, but he's going to find out that he didn't, I guess, punk Rick like one too many times.
Right. Well, what I'm thinking is when Michonne told Rick at the end, when he was telling her the story about Shane and everything and Judith, and she said, I'll try. Like, okay, I'll try. And she softened up. And then later she goes back out and sees the burnt mattresses. That I tried went out the window. Like, if he's going to push anyone to the edge, he has pushed Michonne to the edge. Rick may still be on that brink of, okay, I'm going to go with the flow. But as seeing Michonne's face when she saw those burnt mattresses, and especially when she tells everyone else about it, she's past that.
Yeah. Part. Yeah, she's at her breaking point. Or she's broke.
She's broke, yeah. David Valentin on Twitter, he wrote, thanks, Carl. Your outburst caused Alexandria to lose all of its weapons. This kid is a loose cannon.
Yeah, we already discussed that. They came for the weapons. I mean, it's like the blame game. Keep people. Negan has a way of turning people against each other. It's like, oh, you would have had this person if the first one did that. So it's like, don't put all your anger on me. That's the person right there you need to blame. Which, that's the way that you're supposed to run something.
Yeah.
That's the way most businesses run their business. You have the boss making this person, the supervisor do something. The supervisor, you know, making their lead or somebody do something. And, you know, they put that person in between their blame. Put the person between them and the anger.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I mean, Carl, a lot of people, you know, he had a lot of hate for those first 3-4 episodes. I think even when we were at Walker Stalker Con. Remember, someone's question to Chandler Riggs was like I forgot what how exactly it went, but it was something like, you know, your character has been hated for so long, and now that you're finally not hated, da 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 da. Do you remember the question? It was probably phrased a little bit better than that, but that's pretty much what they were getting at. Where I remember I was pissed off at Carl like a long ass time ago, like when Dale died. I think it was Dale, you know, like just Carl always doing shit. But that was a long time ago. Now when Carl gets bad or does something I disagree with, I don't get pissed off. I'm like thinking that little bad little kid. I just think of Carl like he's hothead. You know, he's going to do what he's going to do. Do I always agree with it? Most of the time, no. But you're saying he can't be blamed for the guns.
Right, he can't be blamed for it. That's what it came for.
All right, thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
We have an email from Lisa. She is a first-time person writing in.
Cool. Hi, Lisa.
And she wrote, hey, Gary, Nicole, my name is Lisa. I've been listening to you guys since The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that is pretty cool. Thank you for doing that. And you guys can check that podcast out on our Verdicts In feed.
Yeah.
And I love your fun and funny style of recapping shows. I agree with Gary 120%.
That's what's up. What's he agree with me about?
I died laughing when he said, you can't get beat up in front of your lady.
I told Nicole. I've been telling Nicole for the longest.
I had a boyfriend get beat up in front of me, and it was pretty bad. Oh, my gosh.
Man. Okay. How bad was it?
Yeah, let's continue. I tried to calm him down before the fight started, but you know how men are. Oh, God. It was a keeping it real go wrong moment, you know, like on Dave Chappelle, keeping it real go wrong. Well, every time I looked at him after that, it was the Michonne look.
What did I tell you?
This is too much. I was wondering, how can you sleep so good after an ass whooping so bad and in front of your woman? Long story short, I have a new man.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
That's so wrong.
She continues. This is very funny. I don't think Rick is weak. I think he is finally being smart. Everything he has done in the past has caught up to him and the group. He has won so much that he never thought there could be a group bigger and tougher. Right. Like Negan said, Rick is not the same person he was in the video, but that's not a bad thing. I agree with her. Season 3 finale when he told the group, I mean, it was a different group at this point, but when he told them this is not a democracy.
Right.
But then he did switch it up. I think he changed his mind, like, in season 4, and he's like, okay, I know I told you guys not a democracy, but, you know, I think he said that again in season 4. But yeah, I mean, Rick is gonna learn. He's gotten the group far, and I hate that even though it's season 7, and I know Spencer's new, but they've been doing it. Like, a long time people have been doubting Rick. you know, Rick's decision.
Right.
Then when he saves them, they're like, yay, Rick. And then when shit goes wrong, it's like, boo, Rick. And it's like, okay, sometimes shit happens, you know. You can't be like, what is that, a fair weather fan type thing, you know. Either you're a fan of Rick or you're not a fan of him. And then sure, I ain't fearing shit. We'll have to go to Gabriel. He wasn't fearing Negan at all. He hit him with a creepy smile. Most likely to die is Jesus. I think he will die.
What?
Yeah. I think he will die saving Maggie. Thank you for the entertaining podcast, Lisa. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
I don't know if they can kill Jesus.
And you know what? That's what I was saying. I was saying that I think you're right about Spencer, and I think that's why they're going back to Hilltop. It's for Maggie.
But why put all this work in just for Maggie? Like, what? I don't even get it.
You know, she's super hot.
But she's pregnant. Does he know me? I guess he'll find out she's pregnant.
Right. I forgot she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to have a baby, right?
Yeah, yeah. He could do a little...
He could pull a Rick?
Yeah, pull a Rick. I don't know if they're going to kill Jesus, though. Like, we went to Walker Soccer Con, and when I tell you Jesus' line was just damn near as long as Norman Reedus and Andrew
crazy.
Lincoln.
Because she's only been in like a good 5 minutes.
A good 5 minutes. I bet if someone calculated all the times he's been on screen, it's probably going to equal not even 20 minutes of screen time.
Probably not.
Maybe 30, but probably not even that much.
I'd say about 15 minutes.
I need just like 1 to 2 good episodes of Walking Dead. And then you have a gig for the rest of your life at Walker Soccer Con. You know, you just keep going there and making money. All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
We have an email from Pat Wilson. His subject line is,
what's up, Pat?
What the fuck, Caro? And thank you. This, I believe, is the first time you're writing in, Patrick, so we appreciate it. He wrote, hi, Nicole and Gary. I'm a big fan of the show. I hope I'm not writing in too late. Nope. We're podcasting pretty late. I must say I'm a little disappointed in Carl. He has been on a fuck it binge since he lost his eye. I don't know. Carl's been on a fuck it binge forever. Yeah, no, he's on a fuck it binge.
Since his mom died?
Since his mom died. I don't know if we're going to go that far back, but like, remember, what was the little boy, Jesse's son? Carl let pull the gun on him, and, you know, he was trying to save him, and it was kind of almost like a...
Now, that's further than that. He was on a fuck it binge at the prison.
Yeah, because then he killed a little boy when Herschel was still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a fucking binge for quite some time now. He knows the risk of going against Negan. He witnessed the horrible things Negan did to his group. Why would he put anyone else in danger? He said, P.S. Carl's most likely to die soon. He can't get his emotions together. I think everyone was fearing shit this episode.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't agree with Carl dying soon. I think Carl's going to be there a pretty long time. In fact, I said it before that Carl's going to be the one to take out Negan. Or Lucille.
Oh, Lucille. Oh, I really would love for Negan to die by Lucille. It's poetic justice right there.
It is.
And I believe last week's episode, Tiffany had wrote in it, and she mentioned an experience that she had when she was 12 that where she cried so hard. We were talking about...
We were talking about...
Daryl crying so hard that he, like, threw up or whatever. And we asked Tiffany for that deep, dark secret. I'm not going to read it here. It's not, like, super deep or anything like that. Like, dark, you know, or anything like that.
It's super funny, though.
But it is super funny. And when I tell you, Tiffany, everyone's had that story. It just pretty much involves a bicycle falling.
Yeah.
Library books is the synopsis of the story. You know, the key points. But when I tell you, when I was reading this, after I finished reading, I was like, Gary... Tiffany's a good writer. Like,
yeah, she's an excellent writer.
I had this story, like, I pictured it in my brain. You know, I saw it happening. I saw it replay. So, very good detail right there. And I'm glad everything was okay.
Glad everything worked out.
Similar story happened to me around that same age, but it involved roller skates. Super not fun. Just not fun at all. So, and my sister. My sister got hurt by roller skates, too, so. Thank you for sharing, though, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
All right. I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who do you got?
I would have to go with Spencer. When Spencer saw Negan at the gate, and he knew who Negan was because...
Of course.
Yeah. He told Eugene that's what they were going out to collect some stuff for him.
He just met with Negan not too long before. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. But when he looked at Negan and said, "Who are you?" I'm like, "You go, Spencer."
All right. I ain't fearing shit. You know, I don't really know because, like I said in the Instacast, it's a very thin line between I ain't fearing shit and just being stupid or whatever. But I will have to say Rosita. You know, when she took those walkers down, I thought that was
pretty... Oh, for the gun?
Yeah, for the gun. I thought it was pretty bad. I mean, I don't agree with it or whatever. I thought it was dumb that she did it. But at the same time, I thought it was badass that she was able to, like, take all those walkers out.
Okay.
Most likely to die?
This is a tough one because they're going to be at Hilltop. I'm going to have to say, what's the old guy at Hilltop? The older gentleman?
The one in charge?
The one in charge.
I think it's like Jeffrey or something.
I think he's going to die.
I'm with you. I think he's going to die. I mean, he's kind of an asshole, which doesn't mean you have to die, but in the zombie apocalypse, if you're an asshole, more than likely you will die.
And then he was an asshole to our group.
Yeah.
He gotta die.
And it looked like in the trailers he was blaming Maggie. Like, it was like, Maggie said she can take care. Like, I think he's gonna snitch or something. I don't know.
Oh, not another snitcher.
Yeah, so I think he's gonna die.
You have to.
All right, well then, that is it. We will be back Sunday night with our instant cast. And as always, we always appreciate you guys listening. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.